Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Dragon Heir by Cinda Williams-Chima, narrated by Robert Ramirez and directed by Jane Kramer.
Prologue. 7 years prior. Fog clung to Booker Mountain like an old ragged coat. The pickup's chancy headlights poked frail tunnels through the mist. Although the road was narrow and treacherous, Madison didn't worry. Her grandmother Min could find her way blindfolded and sound asleep. Min rammed the truck into low gear as the grade steepened. Her face was set in hard, angry lines, but Madison knew Min wasn't mad at her. She felt rescued, cocooned in the pickup with John Robert on her lap and Grace jammed between her and the door. Grace was sleeping, her head braced against the window, her hair hanging in knots around her face. Min hadn't taken the time to comb it. "Won't Mama worry when she comes home and finds us gone?" Madison asked, speaking softly, so as not to startle John Robert, who was sucking his thumb with that drunk baby look on his face. "Carlene could do with a little worrying, if you ask me," Min said. "The idea, leaving a 10-year-old in charge of a baby and a toddler for 2 days." "Somebody probably called off," Madison suggested. "Or maybe Harold Duane asked her to work late." "The tavern's only open till 2. She had no business staying out all night."
"I'm real grown up for my age," Mama says.
Min snorted and rolled her eyes.